Welcome to today's episode of Reading the Bible Responsibly. I appreciate that you're here. Thanks for joining for these continuing discussions of how we can be not just more responsible readers of Scripture, but more faithful followers of Jesus. Justice and punishment are complicated topics in the Bible. And I think sometimes we think of the Old Testament as being more focused on vengeance and wrath, and then the New Testament is all about mercy and love. Now, I don't really think this is a fair or accurate division, but I understand where it comes from. For instance, a lot of people are familiar with the phrase, an eye for an eye, and it shows up in verses like Deuteronomy 19:21, where the law says, show no pity, life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Or Exodus 21, starting in verse 23, if there's serious injury, you are to take life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, bruise for bruise. Well, that sounds pretty stark. It's like vigilante justice, no mercy. And so you get people quoting this to inform their current view of justice. Hey, someone committed robbery? Eye for an eye, no mercy. Someone harmed another person? Eye for an eye, no mercy. But is this really the overarching view of the Old Testament laws? No mercy? Let's talk about this idea of an eye for an eye. This phrase and concept, eye for an eye, is not unique to the Bible. It seems it was a pretty common way of talking about justice, and other ancient law codes used it. So real quick, let's take a trip to a similar law code and see how that concept is used there. Back in the 1700s BCE, Babylon had a king named Hammurabi, and he wrote a law code. This king and his law code predate Leviticus, so even when we account for the divine inspiration of Scripture, we know that other writings influenced biblical writers. Luke talks about other writings influencing his gospel, how he used those as sources. And so we know that Israel would have been aware of Hammurabi's code, and that code would have probably influenced the content of Leviticus, just a kind of a common pool of language and vocabulary when it came to ancient Near Eastern law. Archaeologists found a copy of Hammurabi's code in the early 1900s when they were excavating somewhere in modern-day Iran. If you want to read it, by the way, I've put a link in the show notes to an English translation, but let me read the relevant excerpt from Hammurabi's code. It says, if a man put out the eye of another man, his eye shall be put out. If he break another man's bone, his bone shall be broken. And it goes on to list more. But when we read this, we can start to form a picture. The punishment must fit the crime. You put out my eye? Well, then yours can be put out, but no more than that. You break my bone? Then yours can be broken, but no more. When we start reading other law codes and we see how eye for eye gets used, I think we can start to see that this phrase and concept is less about requiring harsh justice, and it's more about saying the punishment must fit the crime. Let's actually go back to Leviticus and see how this works out. In Leviticus 24, verses 19 through 20, we read, anyone who injures their neighbor is to be injured in the same manner. Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. The one who has inflicted the injury must suffer the same injury. Now pay attention to that phrase, in the same manner, not a worse manner. You can't, for instance, punish a fracture with an execution. The idea of eye for eye is limiting. It's saying the punishment must fit the crime. It cannot exceed it. Here's a few ways this matters. First, I think we should stop viewing the Old Testament as just harsh and vengeful, especially in contrast to a New Testament full of love and mercy. I'm probably going to do additional episodes about this false division at some point in the future, but for now I'll just say I think that's an unfair portrait and an unfair way to compare the Old Testament and New Testament. And then more specifically, I think we can stop using Scripture to justify some sort of vengeful stance. So yes, God desires and requires justice. But eye for an eye should never be said through gritted teeth and with anger. Eye for eye should be prefaced by only. So only an eye for an eye and no more. And of course, this passage and this concept is just one of many that should inform a biblical view of justice, mercy, and punishment. Thank you for listening. Hope you'll stay tuned for our next episode. We're going to be on a similar theme and talk about how Jesus uses the phrase eye for eye and how he then modifies that to talk about retaliation and vengeance with regard to enemies. So this is a couple episodes we're going to visit about this. I appreciate those of you who have let me know that you are listening. You've begun subscribing and sharing it. Please continue to do that. I'm really grateful. If you will share this with one or two people, and then if you will leave a rating and a review if you're listening through a podcast store that does that, that is just super, super helpful to me. And so I would be grateful if you are able to do that. Remember also, there's a full-length online course on the topic of reading responsibly at mrcc.org/thewell. If you're interested in longer, bigger overviews of sections of Scripture through these kinds of lenses, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.